go. I don't hear anything yet. Maybe you can unmute down in the left bottom corner.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you for sharing your beautiful voice with me today. I was eager to hear from children about their impressions of all this time at home, away from school. My friend and former guest, Mariela Uimana, was excited when I invited her sons to be my guests on a Zoom call this week for New Mainers Speak, because she felt that they had a lot to share, and she was wondering why there weren't more people sharing the views of children.
Hi, Manzi.
Hi.
Let me introduce you to Mariela's two younger sons.
My whole name is Mamsie Owen Regina.
He's a third grader, and his older brother, Matthew Giza Regima, is a fifth grader.
Hello.
I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 229th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a bi-weekly, half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. My guests today are two remarkable boys, so bright and engaged. They're also quite worldly. They were born in Denmark to native Rwandan parents, so they speak Kinyarwanda and Danish. And in August of 2018, they moved to Maine, and you will hear their English is excellent as well. It's hard to imagine making sense of going from a very active, full day with lots of people to confinement. I wondered how dramatic a shift that was. Matthew did the math.
And your world has changed a little bit in the past few months. I wondered if you could go all the way back to, you know, February when everything was kind of normal and tell me a little bit about what a normal day at school might have looked like for you, a normal day of getting up and going to school and all that, whatever would have happened that day. Can you take me back, make me feel like I'm there with you?
I would wake up, then get dressed, brush my teeth, and then I would pray with my mom for the day. And then we would go out to the bus stop, and then we would go to school. We would have dream box and math, and we would kind of have snack during that time too. Then we would have social studies and writing. And when we were done with recess, it would be lunch. And what we would do at recess was playing basketball. That's what I always did at recess.
Manzi, tell me a little bit about your school day. What would you do in a normal day that you're
like,
not doing anymore?
Usually when I got on the school bus, I go to school. And then at morning work, I do the morning work. When it's quiet time, then I read. And then when it's read aloud, I listen to the teacher. And then when it's dismissal, I get ready for Boys and Girls Club. And then at the Boys and Girls Club, I play in the games room.
And you'd see, how many people a day would you see?
I would see like over 100 probably from school and Boys and Girls Club. There'd be so many people, especially at recess, because we would have lunch with one grade and then we would see one grade coming out. So that would be like, I don't even know how many in total, since there's like 20 in each class. So that would be 60 each grade, which is already 120. Plus my classmates, which would be like already 180. And then some other classes at morning recess, because it's the whole school. And we have like 300 people at our school or something.
Wow. Wow, you're good at doing the math on the fly.
And then at Boys and Girls Club too, I would see a lot more people because they came from different schools. It wasn't only our schools. And if we would go on field trips, it would be way more people.
And now in a day, how many people are you seeing?
Regularly, it's 3 people.
Big difference.
So that's, I usually used to see 100 times more people than I do today.
How long does it take you to do all your schoolwork on computer?
My schoolwork is way easier because there's no disruptions in the classroom. There's no directions because it's just straight on there and you just have to read it. And it's that simple. So my work is taking, usually it would be 6 hours for a school day, but mine is taking way shorter. Like sometimes it's 4, sometimes it's 5.
Wow. So what do you do with your extra time?
Spending it with family. Usually I go outside and play basketball. After that, I have to read my school emails and see if there's any assignments I have to do. Because usually that was pretty easy when I had to do that. Yeah, and it's much easier to focus because there's not like that many friends around to like distract you and talk about which team do you want to be on at recess or something like that. Do you want to play something else at recess maybe?
So now your days of school are quite different. Not only do you not get on a school bus, but you don't go anywhere.
Except the kitchen and the living room.
And walks.
And we still go on walks.
Oh, tell me about those.
Usually, when we're done with school or when we're taking a break, like recess time, we would go outside playing on the basketball hoop, and we would go take a ride around the neighborhood and go all the way to the park, then back. Or, but the park is closed, so we can play at the park. So we just have to like walk over there and then come back.
Tell me what that feels like when you see a closed park, but you'd like to play on it.
I feel like ripping the caution tape off.
What do you feel like, Manzi, when you see that the park is closed?
Like, I just ask myself, do people even go to the playground that much? Do they even know that places have coronavirus or not? I just ask myself that.
Yeah.
Do they know that place? Do they know if places have them or not? It's
what I really, really want to know is what you're doing for fun these days, because you're kids and I know that you two know how to have some fun.
Uh-huh. Taking walks. We also like playing board games like headbands together. We like doing a lot of stuff. I like taking bike rides. He rides on his scooter and mom sometimes walks and she rides on the bike. That's and exciting. We like walking on trails. We usually find trails, then we drive over there, and then we just walk on the trails. It's super fun because we get to spend time with drawing and get to breathe fresh air.
What do you like to draw when you're in your house?
I really like cartoon characters, basketball players, and I also drew Martin Luther King. I'm trying to draw other inspirational people too.
Why do you like to draw them?
Because it really, like, makes me feel good because what they have done for affecting my life, it feels good to, like, give back to them in a way by drawing them, taking time out of my day to just sit there and draw.
It's a little bit like a prayer, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I am so impressed by the resilience the boys demonstrate by making things fun in this crazy upside-down time. They genuinely value one another, and Manzi has been pulled into the big kid games now, too.
I'm trying to teach Manzi how to play basketball.
It's time to learn, buddy. You're on the team. Who do you miss the most, Manzi, being inside and with your family all the time? I know you're close and you love each other, but is there someone you miss seeing at school?
I miss seeing my friends.
What are their names?
You might not know them.
It's fine, Manzi. You can just see their names.
Manzi, Wyatt, Chloe, Sophia, and Ryder.
When you get a chance to see them again, what's that going to be like?
I don't know.
He's going to be so excited. I know Manzi. He's going to be like, Ryder, Sophia, Chloe, and Wyatt then.
I bet they miss you too. I wondered if you could tell me, say I just arrived here from another planet. I'm a Martian and everybody's staying in their houses and I hear it's because of coronavirus. And I say to you, what's coronavirus? What would you say?
It's like, I didn't even know what coronavirus did to you until the lockdown. It's a virus. It's super spreadable. You don't sneeze because of the coronavirus, you cough. Some people, when people sneeze, they think it's because of the coronavirus, but it's not, because you don't sneeze from the coronavirus. It's usually coughing, nausea, sore throat sometimes, and feeling weak.
Wow, you really do know a lot about this. Do you ever get tired of hearing about the coronavirus?
Mm-hmm. Can they just find a cure already? It's not like it's gonna take, some people even think pepper is the cure, and I eat a lot of pepper.
I hope that could work. That would be awesome. One of the questions I was gonna ask you is if you have thought of any inventions that would be really helpful during this time of corona with families all closed into their apartments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe they could make robots that could detect if they have coronavirus or not, and the government could keep the people that have corona in one place, and then the people without it can go, do whatever they want.
I think that sounds like a terrific idea. We need that robot.
You could do store pickups, those body suits that some doctors use, or the people they bring the people that are infected to the hospital with. They wear these body suits that cover your face and everything. Maybe they could give those to all of the people that work at the grocery store. Then they could do that. They could put these devices you can drive over, then there's this little hanging thing, then you could put it on the hanger, and then you could just bring it in without even having to touch anything, and you could just order online.
The food would come on an automated rack?
No, what I mean is they order on their computer or on their phone, they order whatever they want to pick up, then the people with the suits, with the body suits, they just pick up all the stuff, put it in a bag for them, then they come outside like a drive-through, then they come out here, then they put it under the rack, and then they would take it in like that, like it was maybe a fishing pole.
Oh, and so no one would have to touch it.
Yeah, but something different than a fishing pole.
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't even have to risk anything because they have those full body suits on.
If you're just joining us, welcome. This is New Mainers Speak, and I'm Kate Manahan. I'm visiting with Manzi and Matthew Rajima today by way of a pre-recorded Zoom party. Manzi's a third grader and Matthew's in fifth at Skillens Elementary School in South Portland. They're two of three sons born to my former guest and friend, Mariella Uimana. She and her husband were Rwandan-born and living in Denmark when the boys were born. Today, they're sharing a bit about what life is like for children in the days of COVID.
And you said every morning you get up and pray. Do you pray too, Manzi?
Mm-hmm. I pray with
and them. Pray at night too.
Well, will you tell me what you pray, what you say?
Usually, we just pray about coronavirus, like finding a cure maybe. And we just pray about what happened today, and we thank God for it. And we ask to have a better day tomorrow and help everybody in need. And it's different stuff like that every day. It switches. Every day we do something different.
That's beautiful. It's pretty powerful, right? Because instead of it just happening to you, you're taking some action in it too, even if the action's just hope.
Like, I pray for coronavirus to be finally over because I am getting cabin fever.
When you feel like you have cabin fever, what does it feel like in your body?
I just want to break the window and break anything that is locked. And then I would run outside.
Fly away like a bird. Mm-hmm. Have you ever actually broken anything?
Nope.
No, I didn't think so. But it does, it feels like you want to break something, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A long rainy day inside. What's it feel like inside you, Matthew?
It feels like super weird because it feels like my body is getting used to it. Like not going outside that much, like doing handshakes. Especially handshakes, like my hands feel so weird. I can't even remember some of my handshakes.
Did you have special handshakes with lots of gestures?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. One thing I wonder about is singing. Do you all sing?
Usually mom plays music. Then we sing together. And then right after we're done, like, she's done playing the music, we would probably, like, begin singing some verses. And then if I liked the song and it was kind of catchy and I didn't remember the whole song, mom would begin singing the rest of the song. And then I would just try to sing with her after. We also danced to the songs.
Oh, so tell me what kinds of songs you sing and dance to. Do you sing at school?
We do from music. We sing chorus. We were singing a couple of different songs. There was Dream Keeper. There was one that was called Feeling Good. There was one that was called We Can Dream. And there was one called Inane. It's an ancient Australian song.
Oh, can you sing it?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear it.
It's like Inane Kapuana, Inane Kapuana. Ula, 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 Ipie, Ipie, Ipie. And then every time somebody at the end of the song, it says true, and everybody begins laughing to that.
It was like guana 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 choo, guana 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 choo,
guana 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 gua choo, guana 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 gua choo. Inane kapuana, inane kapuana, ula. Ula, 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 ay, yippee, ay, yippee,
ay. What do you wish all parents really understood about what this whole COVID thing's like for kids?
Usually, I want our parents to know that it's super fun sleeping a little later than usual since we can choose our own schedules now. So it's so much fun. Thank you, parents.
Sometimes parents even think of their kids as servants. So they'll be like, hey, give me some water, I'm thirsty. And then if the kids refuse, you're grounded.
So it would be hard for a parent to ground you now.
Yep. Yeah, because you've been in the house for like
a whole month or even two.
It's really good to be a parent. I would want to have 1,000 kids and then they would all listen to me. Like when parents are like, you can't do something, then they'll be like, do they even know how it feels like when they were kids and their parents were bossing them?
It's easy to see why Manzi might like to have 1,000 kids. He's growing up in a family with so much love. I wanted to know what they appreciated most about one another while living in close quarters month after month. Mm-hmm. I wondered if you could tell me one thing you've really appreciated or learned from Matthew while you've been in the house for this past couple months.
That he's the best brother ever. No.
So what has he shown you or taught you or did you learn from him?
Cooking and basketball.
Really? What has he taught you to cook?
Omelet. Scrambled eggs.
It's good to know how to make some food for yourself.
And sausage.
Ooh, nice. You're finding your way around the kitchen. And Matthew,
sandwiches.
And Matthew, what's something you've learned from Manzi during this time, or something you've learned about him, or something he's done to make you laugh, or something you really appreciate about him?
His comics. He's been beginning to write comics. Like, he made a comic that's called Super Mom, and it's about our mom.
Because she's the best mom ever. How does she, and I'll make the comic about how she becomes the best mom ever.
Can I read it?
It's not done yet, though.
Can I see it when you're done?
Yep. It's I'm going to do the drawings and he's going to do the writing.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Like, you can make a animated picture of mom that looks exactly like mom, the beautiful mom. And then I'll write the things about her, like she's a princess, like from another world.
Matthew, what do you think it is that makes your mom so successful?
Keeping a happy attitude and supporting other people, which probably made them be like, yeah, I can do this. Now what can I do to help her back? And they kept on pushing each other to be greater.
If the whole world met her, she would be the most famous person in the world. And she would be loved by everybody.
Very much.
I have the best compliments ever.
That's beautiful.
They are so cute and loving boys.
She's the most lovable person in the world.
And aren't you lucky to get to spend time with her? Well, aren't you two the brightest spot in my week? Thank you so much for being willing to tell me your stories and share a little bit about what this time in COVID's been like for your family. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. If you would like to hear this complete interview or interviews from previous weeks, please visit newmainersspeak.com. As ever, the views shared in this program belong to the individuals sharing them and not necessarily the station or the University of Southern Maine. I hope you enjoyed listening in to this uniquely prepared interview and to these amazing boys. Special thanks to WMPG staff for keeping the love going in these days of confinement. I would like to invite you to tune back into WMPG this Thursday evening from 7 to 9. My graduating cohort from the SALT Institute for Documentary Studies will be hosting a public launch for the sum of the work that we've completed this semester. It's an audio documentary making certificate program, and there's some really good fresh stuff. Listen live or stream us from anywhere at wmpg.org. I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a song that Matthew and Manzi have selected.
My mom picks music, and then we just begin listening to it because we haven't listened to it before.
Oh, so it's new to you, and then you learn the song and sing along.
She's saying it's mama's music.
Do you have a favorite song that you like to sing? It's Alicia Keys singing Underdog. A song they like to sing and dance along to with their mom. Zoom party.
She was walking in the street, looked up and noticed he was nameless, he was homeless. She asked him his name and told him what hers was. He gave her a story about life with a glint in his eye and a corner of a smile. One conversation, a simple moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up sometimes. They said I would never make it, but I was built to break the mold. The only dream that I've been chasing is my own. So I sing a song for the hustlers trading at the bus stop, single mothers waiting on a jet to come, young teachers, students, doctors, sons on the front line knowing they don't get to run. This goes up to the underdog. Keep on keeping at what you love and you'll find that someday, soon enough, you will rise up, rise up, yeah. Ooh, she's riding in a taxi back to the kitchen, talking to the driver about his wife and his children, on a run from a country where they put you in prison for being a woman and speaking your mind. She looked in his eyes in the mirror and he smiled. One conversation, a single moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up sometimes. They said I would never make it, but I was built to break the mold. The only dream that I've been chasing is my own. So I sing a song for the hustlers trading at the bus stop, single